carry on. I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Parks District Board of Directors on this Thursday, December 10th, 2020 at 6:30.
All right.
Jeff?
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Torres?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia? No. Okay, Director Hudson?
Here.
Okay, let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent. Sorry.
No, that's all right. Thank you. And at this time, I'd like to welcome our newest board member, Director Eduardo Torres. I look forward to working with you these next years. And I'd like to welcome and congratulate Director Eva Garcia for another 4 years. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to add? Okay, do we have any approval of the agenda?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson.
I'll second
it. Thank you, Garcia.
Okay. Director Torres?
Is that Lupe?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Who seconded it?
I did. Eva Garcia. Garcia. Lupe Garcia.
So, Lupe, you're on the call?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Garcias. Directors. All right, Jeff.
All right. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be accepted will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any board members that requires any special attention on any of the items, or do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent calendar.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia.
All right. Director Torlakson?
All right, Beth.
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you. There is no presentation this evening, so we're moving on to the General Manager's report. Good evening, Mr. General Manager.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a few items that I need to mention in this report. One is that you recall that the last board meeting I did report that there was a fire behind Ambrose Park that involved a homeless encampment. The county, the city of Pittsburgh, and the district met, and we kind of parsed out duties. Part of it ended up our property that needed to be abated. Fortunately, we were able to do it in-house. We fixed our Bobcat a while ago, which has provided us a great resource for doing in-house projects. And we simply had to rent an attachment to be able to abate the weeds. So we were able to get that squared away. Our employees have been going through Senate Bill 1343, which is the new harassment training. The harassment training now expands to not just supervisors, but to all employees. Supervisors are required to commit 2 hours of training, and all others are required to complete 1 hour of training. So as of date, we've got everybody but I believe one, which will be done, I believe, tomorrow. And we have a January deadline for that, so we got ahead of it, and we're all squared away. So it does have the COVID pandemic has, as you know, presented many obstacles, and this one was a little bit hard coordinating that, but we did get it done.
What was the name of that training, Doug?
It used to be referred to as sexual harassment training, but they refer to it now as harassment training because it includes bullying and other things, and was Senate Bill 1343.
Got it. Okay.
I just stopped by the garden the other day and talked to Jasmine. She did have a volunteer cleanup event on November 19th and the 20th. And so a group of volunteers showed up to the garden and did some very necessary cleanup there and some planting. Director Torres participated. It's good to have him there. So we'll continue on with the garden program, and we'll report back as we progress in Jasmine trying to develop a core base of volunteers and a program that she can offer to the community. We have the solar panels coming in as part of the last phase of the energy services contract, except there's a little hiccup. We knew that we would probably run into some hiccups because of our aging facilities, and where they're going to put a portion, just a small portion of the solar panels, there needs to be some roof work done at the community center. So we'll be looking into that, making sure we mitigate that so we can get the solar up as soon as we can.
What just happened?
Sangoma Meat. Please enter the conference PIN number followed by the pound key.
Did everyone else get dumped out of that call?
Hello, yes, we did. I don't know what happened.
I'm going to put that on right now.
Okay. So let me just go through everybody and make sure we have everyone. Do we have Director Torlakson?
I just got in.
Okay, Director Garcia?
Yeah.
Director Lopez Garcia?
I want to say, yes, I got
what she wears. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they all wear like a robe style.
Okay.
So it's funny.
I'm just trying to go. I feel like we have two calls
not
going on.
Not enough to do Zumba. It gets too fast.
Director, Jess, we have two calls going on, Doug.
Is that somebody from the audience talking? Do you know, Jessica? Can you tell?
Well, right now it's only showing, it's not showing anyone else speaking.
So let me go through really quick. I want to make sure I have everyone on board. We have the general manager and Jessica. Do we have Director Torlakson?
Yes, I'm here.
Director Eva Garcia? Nope, not yet. Director Torres?
Present.
And Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Okay. Shall we continue, General Manager?
We'd have to let the record show that Eva has left the meeting.
I think she's back.
I'm back.
She's back, great.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. But
everything's out, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, no, we were all dumped out at the same time, I think. Where I last left off, where you were talking about the solar panels, Doug, that were coming in and we needed some roof work done?
Yeah, that concluded my report.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. I just want to break in for a minute and say thank you so much. You know, these are technical difficulties, and I really appreciate everyone hanging in there. I know it's not the most fun, but you guys are all being real troopers. So thank you very much, General Manager, for concluding your report. We don't have any legal counsel report, so we're moving on to public communications. this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do I have any members of the public that would like to make any comments at this time?
Yes.
All right, I'm closed to public I'm sorry? If there's a member of the public that would like to make a comment, can you please identify yourself?
I'm Brendan Orlowski.
Okay.
So, good evening, board members. I'm Brendan Orlowski, treasurer of the East County Regional Group, sponsored by First Five Santa Costa. I would like to congratulate Eduardo Torres on his election and Ava Garcia on her re-election. We are excited to look forward to working in collaboration with you to create quality parks and recreation spaces in Baypoint. We understand this year has brought unprecedented challenges for every level of government, and this year ahead will bring more challenges still. But with strong leadership from this board and a community working together with the Ambrose Parks District, we can build a park system that all residents can access and enjoy. To that end, I would like to request the board consider increasing the accessibility of these public meetings. Many other government entities acknowledge the value of community participation and have looked at various ways to engage the community virtually. We ask the board also consider moving into a more interactive virtual platform where residents can easily follow conversations and participate. This will increase transparency on subjects we discuss and help us residents participate more fully. Now is the time to insist even more on pursuing the goals we all share: equity and quality parks and recreational services for our community that needs them now more than ever. We also understand the board will be considering approving an additional investment into the new Ambrose bathrooms, and we humbly request your approval of this much-needed replacement of the storm drain to avoid further flooding hazard. We look forward to working with the district to improve parks for children and families across Baypoint. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lasky. Do I have any other member?
I have a question. What group is he in? With who?
ECRG.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Do we have any other member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Okay, I'm closing public communications and we're moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If, due to technical difficulties, the board of directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. Do I have any members of the public that would like to speak on item 10A? Consider selecting a chair and vice chair for 2021 through 2023 at this time. Then I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back to the board.
I would like to nominate you to continue being our chair and May being our vice chair.
I second that.
Hey, Jess?
Okay.
I thought so.
No, I'm just bringing it to Jess for a voice count.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. Do I have any members of the public that would like to make comments on 10B? Consider selecting two board members to serve on the budget committee. Now I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back to the board. I would like to select Director Eva Garcia and Director Lopez Garcia to serve on the budget committee. Do I have a second?
I second that. This is Director Torres.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Director Torlakson. Jess?
Okay, Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. All right, moving on to 10C. Do I have any members of the public that would like to speak on item 10C? Consider allocating $263,000 to the Ambrose Memorial Park Lower Restroom Replacement Project to include replaced storm drain, demolition, ADA improvements, and site preparation?
Yes, I would like to speak, please.
And who is, please identify yourself.
Good evening. My name is Rhea. I'm with First Five Contra Costa.
Good evening, Rhea.
Good evening, board directors and staff. I hope everyone is healthy and doing well during this time. I'd just like to start by also echoing the earlier congratulations to Board Director Garcia on her re-election and newly elected Board Director Torres. The community is looking forward to working with you and partnering to help Bay Point Parks and Recreation meet the needs of all children and families. So congratulations. I'm here to express our support for the proposed storm drain project at Ambrose Park and want to thank the board and the staff for bringing it forward. As you know, through numerous testimonies over the past years, along with the Bay Point Parks assessment we conducted with the East County Regional Group, replacement of the lower restrooms was a top priority for Bay Point families. The proposal before you for the ADA improvement, site prep, and storm drain repairs is important to ensure that the lower restroom project continues and is successful. And especially as we navigate this extraordinary and difficult pandemic, it's become even more clear how important parks are to our health, to closing the life expectancy gap, and to preventing chronic illness or underlying health conditions, and especially for Bay Point children and families who've been particularly hit by COVID-19, investment in park improvements important to residents is essential. So for this reason, we appreciate your consideration of the additional improvements to Ambrose Park and your support to ensure that the restroom project is completed and comprehensive. And then lastly, I would like to just echo the comment made earlier as a request for the board to consider holding these public meetings via Zoom or another video conference. We certainly recognize there's technical difficulties with any platform. However, perhaps a different platform where we can see one another would be really helpful. And as we may unfortunately continue to do distance business for several more months, we would all benefit if we could interact and participate fully in these meetings. So thank you for your consideration and thank you for listening to my comments.
Do I have any other member of the public at this time that it comments on NC? Okay, I'm closing the matter to the public and bringing it back to the board. Do I have any discussion on this item, board? Or General Madam Chair,
this is Director Torlakson. Maybe the General Manager would like to give us some comments on this board item.
First, may I say something? This is Director Garcia. I just want to make sure that staff and I want to let them know that we appreciate this process. It's long, but we're moving forward, and I want to thank our manager and our staff for doing all this work.
General Manager Long, did you want to speak on this before we made a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. Since this has been a while since the project has been before the board, I just wanted to kind of walk through and give you an up-to-date status and where we're at with this important project that the board approved some time ago and allocated $510,000. As you know, this project has been on the board's radar for a number of years. It was reinforced by the 2016 engineer study of all of our parks, and it identified the restroom as being replaced. The restroom is really old. It is really outlived its useful time and is ready to be replaced. I know the board had considered rehabilitating the facility, but once they understood, or it was understood, that the ADA requirements kick in, even under a rehabilitation, it would have been an onerous project, to say the least, and probably not cost efficient to go in and rehabilitate the existing facility, but rather demolish the facility and put in a new one, one that was compatible with the aquatic center that has been there for now several years. As you can see by the report, the cost is beyond the $510,000 that was allocated because of ADA requirements, requirements, and the new information about the storm drain. That's going to add an additional $263,000 to the project. I've been kind of keeping the board apprised of this. We've moved on, but there would be additional costs. The initial $510,000 is being funded by park impact fees of $410,000. And just to remind the board of park impact fees, when there's ever any new development in, there's an impact to our park by new residents moving in. Because of that, developers are asked to pay a fee. They can do an in-lieu, which is money. They can build a turnkey park. There's several ways they can contribute to parks within the community. But in this case, the $410,000 park impact fees, had that been collected over a number of years. Then the board allocated $100,000 from the unassigned reserve to the project, bringing it to the $510,000. This additional fund, if you'll note in the report, is going to drop the reserve to $287,000, almost $288,000. And I emphasized this all along with the board, that the aging infrastructure of this district, we are more reactive than we are proactive. A good example of that is with the storm drain. Not until there was a sinkhole did we know it had completely failed. We had an idea that there was something wrong in 2011, and that was before I was here, but the then general manager recommended to the board to put that off because of the lack of funding available for the replacement. So they did just phase one of that, and phase two was the existing drain that we're looking at now and replacing. Now, it looks a little bit bleak when you're at $288,000 and you have $15 million in deferred maintenance. And the $15 million was of 2016, so you can guess what today's dollars are additional to that. So on the bright side, it looks like we're going to have some additional money from carryover from our last budget, which will put us back up to that nearly $500,000 unassigned reserve. So this is a project that is greatly needed. The park is seeing a huge increase in use over the last two, maybe 3 years. The weekends are getting extremely popular there. The pool is bringing new people down, and the Lion's Den is hosting picnics almost every weekend throughout the summer. So this is going to be a fantastic addition. And I just wanted to mention also with this restroom, and the board has been really good about doing this, is leveraging as much as they can to see if there's going to be a return on investment. And with this new restroom, as opposed to rehabilitating the old one, this comes with a snack shack. And the snack shack, we have a kind of a makeshift snack shack that we're selling wrapped food to the clients there, where people actually come and pay their fees to enter into the facility. So this is going to give us a more expansive capability of serving park patrons. With the design of the building, we're also going to be able to sell snacks to people in the park, even if they're not in the pool. So it's going to be able to offset some of the costs incurred by this project. it'll be nominal, but over the years it does add up. So anyway, that's what's before you today. The entire project is estimated to be about $773,000. Again, these are all estimates. I can't emphasize that enough. The bid climate changes from month to month. Also, I just want to let you know, when ADA kicks in, you have to have a compliance program, or the county will not issue a permit. If the county doesn't issue a permit, then the project cannot go forward. Also, and I think this comes to surprise for a lot of people in the public, municipalities, cities, special districts, they're obligated to pay prevailing wage. And prevailing wage is what is generally what unions are paying in our general area for those specific services. And that also drives up the cost. That's a reality that that we are dealing with. And just to let you know, the city of Pittsburgh has partnered on this. That's not free money. They are charging us their staff time appropriately, as they did with the pool project. So there are costs incurred for using the good people over at the city of Pittsburgh for this project. But anyway, that's all I have. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
So why don't I go, Director Torreson, why don't we start with you? Do you have any questions for the general manager on this?
Or I do not, thank you, Madam Chair. I just like to thank the general manager for reminding us of what has happened and what is going on and what we need to address in the near future. And I totally agree with everything that's on the matter. And I look forward to seeing that restroom once it's done.
Awesome. Why don't I move on to Director Garcia? Do you have any questions or comments for the general manager?
No, I don't. I'm done.
Thank you, Director Garcia. How about Director Lopez Garcia? Do you have any questions or comments for the general manager?
Yes, I do. I think he's doing a fantastic job, and I also really appreciate him keeping me up on date of this, because I know that, you know, the community is asking, and I, you know, I ask him, and then I give them back the answer. But, you know, we're doing such an awesome job. I just really can't wait till it's in, you know, but I know it takes time, and we have to be patient, and we are trying to be very patient. And thank you so much for everything that you do, and all these estimates and all these people involved. I just think it's a wonderful. Thank you so much. And I'm done.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Director Torres, do you have any questions or comments for the general manager?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I just want to thank the general manager for taking a proactive step on this. I know that, you know, historically there's been huge issues there with flooding in the past, because this park literally sits on what used to be a creek, I believe. So I know the storm drain has been an issue for many years, so I really appreciate this being brought up, and I definitely support this project. My only question I have is, what type of time frame are we looking at once this, allocation of money is approved from the board? Is there, like, a time frame? Are we looking at, like, next year, at the end of next year, for this project to be completed, or what is that kind of looking like?
Yeah, that's a good question, and you probably can understand that it's difficult to answer because of the pandemic. Everything is thrown off on any kind of timelines. It can be delayed for lack of getting certain supplies or materials needed for the project. The idea is this would be a spring build, so it would be ready for summer, but that is probably a little bit ambitious. I know that they anticipate that if it does go to beyond that, it's probably going to be a fall completion, but again, it's just really difficult to nail that down. What I will do is I'll keep checking with the city of Pittsburgh and updating the board on the timeline, and if there's any major shifts, keep you apprised of that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And I would like to make a comment before I get a motion. I know that we had a lot of public participation coming out regarding these restrooms for about a year. ECRG, First Five, and just general public from Bay Point. And I know that what they were really pushing for was a remodel. But I want to thank this board and congratulate this board with sticking with the idea of a tear down and a rebuild, because I think that's what we needed. I think we're going to get out of this what will serve this park the best, fit in with the new pool and service for decades to come, not just a Band-Aid for a moment. So I just really want to thank my fellow board members for seeing it through, because those were from very, very tough meetings having to sit through. So thank you for that. And let's move on and get a motion, people.
This is Director Torlakson. I move we allocate $263,000 to the Ambrose Memorial Park Lower Restoration Replacement Project to include replacing storm drains, demolition, ADA improvements, and site preparation.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second? Thank you, Director Garcia. Yes?
Okay. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you. All right, we don't have any public hearing at this time. This board is going to adjourn to closed session at this time. Thank you.
Okay. We'll be back too.
Yeah.
Back.
Hi, Director Torres is here.
Hey, Director Torres.
I'm back.
Hey, General Manager. Hey, Director Garcia. Hey, Director Garcia. Do you have Director Torlakson?
Not I'll yet.
Take a second.
Oh, she's in now. Yes.
Okay. So we're moving on. We're reconvening from our closed session, and I'm reporting out that there was no action taken at this time. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Why don't we start with Director Torlakson? Do you have any comments or reports or anything for next month's agenda?
Well, I'd like to congratulate Director Eva Garcia for her reelection and our new Director Torres for joining us in the board. Welcome. Looking forward to working with you. I also wanted to let you know that I did attend the East Bay Regional Park District opening of the Bay Point Regional Shoreline Park. That was November 21, I believe, and it was very nice. And after that, I got the chance to visit the park. If you haven't yet, I think you should go and visit before it rains, because it's really nice. And I think that's it. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. How about you, Director Garcia?
I have nothing, just to wish everybody happy holidays.
Thank you, Director Garcia. How about you, Director Lopez Garcia?
To wish everybody happy holidays. Mr. Doug, I think you're doing a fantastic job. And Ms. Jessica, thank you for getting all the papers in and just doing a wonderful secretary job. You're doing wonderful. And that's it for me.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. How about you, Director Torres?
Hi, thank you. I have a couple of things I wanted to mention. And first of all, I really want to thank everyone for welcoming me. And thanks to the members from ECRG who congratulated me earlier for being on the board now. I'm very excited to work with all the directors and the general manager to improve our parks and our quality of life here in Bay Point. I feel it's an honor and a privilege to serve our community, and as someone who's lived here my whole life, I'm just very thrilled to get to work with our district and our general manager. With that being said, I would probably be reaching out to some of the directors to do a quick meet and greet, get to know you. I would love to get to know some of the directors more personally, and also just figure out how we could work in partnership in the future. So please look out for an email. I'll probably be sending it this week to see how we could touch base, you know, have some tea over Zoom if you want. Whatever you guys want to do, I'm really anxious to get to know each one of you personally. Second thing I wanted to bring up is I was able to, as the general manager mentioned, I was able to attend the Ambrose Community Garden replanting, cleaning up this past month in November on the 19th and the 20th. I just really want to give a big shout out to Jasmine Cisneros, who did an amazing job of turning out volunteers. It was really great to be out there working with folks. And I got to get to know a little bit of some of the volunteers. And surprisingly, some of the folks that were there weren't even from Bay Point, but they were anxious to come out and help us in replanting that community garden. And I just really can't say enough how amazing Jasmine has been with the garden, and her enthusiasm is very contagious, and she has a great vision of the garden. I just want to express that, because I feel like these are great examples of lifting up young leaders in our community so they can also be part of improving our park system. And so I'm excited to see her project come along in the next year, and I just really wanted to give her a big shout out for that. The last thing I wanted to mention was some points that were made by some of the speakers regarding public access to the meeting. I also found it very difficult, not just today, but I think last week too, some of us tried to get on, and it was very difficult to actually follow the meeting. So I would like to suggest, and I'm not sure if we need to add this on the agenda, or maybe if this is something that the general manager and Jessica could look into, but I would like to suggest switching to a format. Preferably something like Zoom, which is free, and it allows us to be on screen, and also allows opportunities for people to present in future meetings, as well as gives us the chance to put ourselves into breakout rooms, and also put people into waiting rooms, so we won't have to continually have to dial off and on to join the meeting. So I would really like to see some action taken in that respect, because I feel like the community does want to get more engaged, and this is a great way to invite the community to our meetings, and also so we can, you know, see each other's faces and have a little bit more control of how these meetings are run. And, you know, technical difficulties are going to happen, but I feel very strongly that Zoom is a solution, and I've been very proficient with Zoom for the last 3 years, so I'm happy to do any type of training or anything with anyone to get familiar with the application to run meetings in the future. So once again, thank you. Thanks for the time, and I look forward to working with all of you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Director Torres. I wanted to thank Jessica for making the, I don't know what point on the warrant report, how big the type is, but I didn't even have to use my reader, so thank you for that.
Yeah, I did
really appreciate it. Yeah, that was really the bomb. I really appreciated it. And that's all I have. I wanted to wish everybody a really good holiday, and thank you guys for hanging in there this past 11 or 9 months. You guys have been doing a really great job on these, handling our meetings this way, so thank you for that. Do I have a motion to close?
I move adjourn this meeting to January.
Thank you, Director Torres. Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, you guys. Everyone have a really great evening.
Okay.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.